Martin. Now, where is the person? Mr. Sapp, did you meet someone outside?
Yes, I met. I was actually searching for the chair because he disappeared.
Okay, honored members, good morning. You are welcome to this meeting where we were supposed to have the Sierra Leone delegation, which has since changed the decision. They have since postponed their visit, I guess, to South Africa. We will be informed. But the other duty that we were supposed to have was the adoption of the third quarter report. I understand that we were given the copies of the third quarter report. But I would also propose that if we, after that, if we could do some minutes. We've got a lot of minutes that have not been done. I heard the House Chair yesterday in the debate was saying those minutes must be adopted. I think he's talking, most of the committees, they meet once a week. So there's no reason not to adopt the minutes. In situations where we meet every day, I think it's different. But just to say, one of the factors brought it to my attention that there are no sittings next week. And on Tuesday, we're supposed to look at the draft report of the appropriation bill and adopt it the next day. Then we should look at how we should just think about how we want to handle that. So I'm just saying that we'll come back to it later. But for now, let's just look at the draft report. I don't know if colleagues have had the opportunity to look at the report. If they have had, we could get someone normally to read for us. I hope that our visitors have got the report as well. Then we could get, there are two ways we could do it. We normally read through, or we just say first page, any changes, and so forth. It is better if we get someone to read for us. One of the funders. Ofundile, Oban. Oban, no. Utina.
But we have received the chair and we read through it.
No. So
can we not go page by page? Because otherwise I listen to the researcher's voice, and hear the same thing all the time.
Same voice.
I agree with that. I think if we go page by page, because we read it this morning, and I think there's two or three points I want to make. I'm not going to.
Okay.
Then,
I think I normally want to ensure that we are on the same page. But if you, this is a majority view, are there any other different view? Okay.
Yes,
sir. Okay. From the first page, any comments from the first page? Okay,
from the on the end of the first page, the President of the Republic of South Africa, they said, Mr. Jackie Zuma, I should not be President Jackie Zuma. And they asked,
can you
speak
on the
mic
on the side? Could
you show it to
you? At the end of page 1, there stands the President of the Republic of South Africa, Mr. J.K. Zuma. Is it Mr. or is it President J.K. Zuma? Just think about it. I may be.
Okay, let's kind of present that first thing with the first page. Oh. On the first page, on paragraph 2, in the center of the National Department allocated an adjusted budget of that amount for 2011-2012, which excluded the direct charge of the appropriated funds. I just wanted to check that is it correct that of the appropriated funds? Or is the same as of the total allocation of the appropriated funds? Is it correct or is it the same? There was an increase over time in the budget allocation. And it decreased from the third quarter expenditure. Sorry. I'm not sure if it is clear when you say there was an increase over time in the budget allocation.
With that one, I think we should go with the question saying why there was an increase over time in the first allocation. There was a decrease on the third quarter from the tenth to the past 5 years. There was an increase over time. It means the increase for the past 5 years. That's it.
Well, why don't we say,
whilst the budget had increased over MTF, and then there was a decrease on the, I mean, because this overtime, I'm not sure, overtime, we're talking over the MTF, but the decrease that we're talking about is for a particular period, on the third quarter. But all that I'm saying, I think we are fine with the explanation. I'm saying, let's just clarify this in the report. So you're having your hand up now.
What we could do, instead of saying over time, we could just be specific and say over, if we say from 2009 to 2011, we could just assess over time with a specific time frame to avoid ambiguity.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. So that somebody who's
not part of us to be able as well to grasp what we're trying to say, you know. That's what I'm not saying, so it's wrong or that. That's for clarity's sake.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Sorry?
I'm saying we should drop off the CCTV here. Maybe
it should be that rephrasing. Yeah, that rephrasing. And the decrease on the third quarter expenditure trends for the past 3 years. The decrease on the third quarter expenditure trend for the past 3 years. Is it conveying what we're saying? Because down here, I know that there has been, the expenditure was fine in the 2010. I think it says it was 74%, but began to decline. But we're not saying that exactly what we want to say.
Overall expenditure at the end of the third quarter of between 11 and 12 financial year was 363.6 billion rand, which is 71.8% of the deficit budget. The government spending has shown a decline from 74.4% in 2009-2010, 73.4% in 2010-2011, and 71.8% in 2011-2012.
Okay.
That first paragraph was just an introductory paragraph. Then we go into detail to the second paragraph.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the next sentence after the one of the last paragraph. The government spending has shown a decline from 74.4% into the blah, blah, blah. And is it end 71 or at the end and 71.8%? The government spending has shown a decline from 74.4% in 2010, 73.4% 2010-2011. And what you call? Okay. Now it's fine. That's the last comment of mine. The sentence down there, starting with the aforementioned. You see the sentence from the bottom is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. With the aforementioned. So I think that we must say with the aforementioned budget. Or, Well, on page one, we're still on page one, Mr. Swart. What is the aforementioned? Is it the expenditure?
The aforementioned is the years that the percentage, is showing here that from 2009 the decline, the increase and the decline that the unhedged. And then now they are showing the contrast. This is an explanation that is showing the contrast between the allocation and the increase of the budget and the expenditure.
Nah, well, I guess you're right, but we mustn't try to call it look for what is being said exactly. Sometimes, I mean, if we're struggling to understand here, all we're trying to do is simplify what you're saying, so that what is it that is aforementioned, and the common thing is the expenditure trend. Then let's just put that so that it's clear.
Okay, the
performance is the chapter. Yes. Yes, indicate a negative relationship, blah, blah, blah. Just to clarify.
I think we just need to replace the word aforementioned by the above.
Because in this sentence, we are trying to summarize the relationship, the relationship that have been indicated in the above the sentences between budget and expenditure. So we might just say the above indicated, or the above indicates a negative relationship,
okay, yeah,
or inverse relationship between.
But what's the difference with the above? What's the difference between the above and above? Because the aforementioned, in my reading is, the aforementioned indicates the entire paradox of the story that has been told about in the paradox. And that's in terms of the actual expenditure and the trend. I'm trying to, if you read the words that have been used there, there is an operative word. It's the actual expenditure, it's allocation and actual expenditure. So it's a budget and the budget used for the goods that they were going to buy for the commodity. So for me, it's still there. But you can change the way we want the...
But Honorable Ramasaga, I think what we have suggested was, let us clarify this aforementioned so that it should not be open to a lot of interpretations. If Honorable Yengen had said aforementioned expenditure trend, then I thought that this is clarified.
I think I took this from someone...
From me?
Not right, because it's not only...
I think it's good.
Yeah, it's not only
expenditure trend.
It's the expenditure trend, allocation, and the budget that has increased.
Okay.
But when you start from the beginning, Chair, I don't think people won't start from the aforementioned. Because if you start reading from the aforementioned, you won't understand. But if a person starts from that paragraph, they will understand and they will follow. And I mean, it's simple English, even for.
Okay.
For people like me, I understand what
the opinion is.
Okay. No, that's fine.
But if you understand, maybe I should understand.
Just one small thing on the introduction paragraph. There are two paragraphs. The second paragraph, we start by saying this report provides a detailed overview of government spending for the period 1 April 2010. It's 2011. April 2011
to
December 2011. And then also the last thing on page one that I think we forgot to insert, it's a part of the overall government priorities, crime and corruption, on the last paragraph of page one, in the last sentence, where we're saying this had a potential to negatively affect service delivery and the delivery of the overall government priorities, such as education, health, rural development, infrastructure development, and job creation. We forgot to put crime and corruption.
You remove and instead of and before job creation is comma, and after job creation is and. Yeah, and crime, yeah? Crime prevention, crime and corruption.
You put a comma. You put a comma after infrastructure development, then crime, and then comma, and then end job creation. You leave it as is.
And
what? Just put commas in.
and you add the crime in.
Now
you remove
it now,
we end and put it in later. We leave it
there,
but crime in earlier.
Or infrastructure development and job creation is one what you call a project.
Yeah.
Or then that end, then it's right as it stands. It's not different. It's not infrastructure development.
No.
Yeah, it's so infrastructure development and what you call. Now I understand now.
So
you will have health, rural development, comma, which is there, crime, comma, infrastructure development and job creation. And then the honorable, caliber will start in 10 months with President J.G. Zuma. Not the president. This is President J.G. Zuma.
Yeah, bad news. No, the explanation. The explanation is saying the infrastructure development and job creation is one what you call it. One item. So they say it doesn't need it. The end is there because it's one thing. It must be there. Yeah, it's a program. It's one program. Infrastructure development and job creation. It's one. They say it's one program.
And then,
no.
Oh, then comma after. Oh, this end is alive.
This end is alive. This end has been resuscitated. Yeah.
And then what happens? Oh, I don't know.
It's the end.
Then you make a point.
What is the end?
Comma, crime and corruption.
No. Crime and corruption comes earlier. You end the sentence with job creation.
Oh,
so just put it under the you can put under infrastructure or development.
After rural
just
development.
Comma and crime and corruption and then and job creation. You still remain the same.
They say job creation.
No. Barbara Bessagas. Barbara Bessagas. That's a bit.
It will read as follows. Government priorities such as education, health, rural development, comma, which is there, then crime,
and then another
comma, infrastructure development and job creation.
No, but you're leaving out corruption. It's crime and corruption. It's one, what you call, it's one program, crime and corruption.
Oh, we got corruption as well. Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. Right.
Yeah,
that's correct, yeah.
Okay. And then now the... If Excellency...
Jeju
Zuma.
Start the sentence by saying President J.G. Zuma, not the President, just President J.G. Zuma.
Otherwise, you must
say the nation address.
Okay, that's a good one, a good point. That's a good point because the Ghana and everyone has been called, all those things.
Yeah?
Okay. No, it's fine. Any other comments then on that paragraph?
The top paragraph on page 2.
Yes.
Chair, just on the fourth line, the sentence starts with notwithstanding the fact that this was the third quarter expenditure pattern, I would suggest we delete the word however, because it's not necessary.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the next, it was important that they are highlighted to ensure improvements prior to the end of the financial year. There's two R's there. There's only one R. One R, not two R.
And there's only one point there. at the beginning.
After, I don't want to mention because I didn't hear what was the last thing said about the president. I don't want to go there. And in his State of the Nation address on February 9, I think we're referring to 2011 then. Not 2012, 2011. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's put that February 2011 so that we be specific then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or declared, you're avoiding repetition. Okay. No, it's fine. Okay. Okay. So we're fine, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, any other? Oh, okay.
Yeah, just the minor technical issue. Either 2.1 first paragraph there. Financially, it was written in a form of the calendar year. So it should be 2010 to 2011. Yeah, because it's financial. It's just a technical issue. Yeah.
So the budget for the first quarter has increased by 14% between 2010, 2011, and 2010, 2012.
And then page 2, before the table, the title of the table there, there's a typo where we just repeated expenditure. You can just cancel one expenditure.
Oh, the expenditure.
Yeah. And then the... the actual...
The actual expenditure of 11 selected departments.
Yes. Okay. And then we just noticed this is paler than the presentation of figures. There in table 1. Yeah, we would deal with that the way they are presented. They are misleading because sometimes, for instance, Department of Communications, they had 2 billion. Mm-hmm. So if you add those 3 zeros there, it will give you something like 2 million or something like that. But we will work on that. The presentation of figures there, the way it is right now, it's a bit misleading, but we'll...
Yeah, it's like a 2 million there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, there must be some... yeah, consistent. I know you don't like the zeros there, but sometimes they will help us to clarify. And I think if I give this an opinion, maybe you indicate there on top in the budget, I give that opinion, then there's nothing wrong.
Yeah, but you see, Chair, they've got 3 zeros at the top. So if you actually read this and look at communications,
okay.
you know, that's 923 billion. Because it's got a 0.9 there as well. And then three noughts. Whereas here with the other one, is only got 2.0 and 3 noughts. So, you know, what do you...
Okay, let's tidy up the figures.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's agree that we'll tidy up the figures. But maybe just another semantic number 5. You say Department of Road Development. Shouldn't we say Department of Road Development and Land Affairs?
Land
Reform. Land Reform. Come from the old school, you know, from the past. We'll continue to be with us. Honored members, page 3.
Page 3, Chair, in the middle there, under administration, where at the end they say the reasons for this under expenditure were as follows. The non-filling of funded vacant posts and restructuring and...
Where is that?
In the administration. Yes.
Okay.
It says the non-filling of funded vacant posts and restructuring and... And I say we should take out the word the there for the next line and just say transfer payment not being made under the administration program. Not the transfer of payment. Transfer payment not being made.
I'm a bonum who is fine, don't worry about me. Okay.
And then under geospatial and cadastral services, program 2 was allocated
not and amount, it should be an amount, so that D should go up.
Yeah. I've noticed as well that.
And then it goes on to say the department had projected to spend 417 million or 25% at the end of the third quarter. And I suggest we take out the word therefore, not to start the sentence with the word therefore. Let's say the department has therefore underspent by 50.9 million. So in other words, move the word
that's
therefore.
That's great. Okay.
The rest I'm happy
to. Okay, any other comments? On the 3.11, where this what you call the paragraph starts, we have listed the programs, but they are in small letter. It's like they are not programs if they are in small letter. I think they should just write them in capital letter. The department's budget consists of 5 programs.
Okay, just a small correction on the same page 3. In our last paragraph, which deals with the rural development, sentence number 2, the department is projected to spend 676. We're supposed to include million, the word million.
Yeah.
That was 25%. Million, yes.
On page 4?
Yeah, the second paragraph there. I would say, in terms, it reads, in terms, there should the word of should come in there. In terms of.
Oh, yeah, in terms of the economic.
The under expenditure on current payments was, and I would say, was due to funded vacant posts. And then take out as a result of what due to funded vacant posts not being filled, and then carry on from there whilst the under expenditure.
You're moving too fast for me.
Sorry, Chair, but you've got assistance there. But that was that's your
okay.
Fault. You don't
use
your assistance.
Okay. No. After the last one,
what I'm saying is, Chair, it will read as follows. In terms of economic classifications, the under expenditure on current payments was due to funded vacant posts not being filled, whilst the under expenditure on transfers and subsidies was a result of delays in the settlement of land restitution claims. So make that one sentence and make that while. Make it whilst. In other words, take that full stop out there after the word full.
Okay. Any other comments?
And the bottom of that page, the very last thing, the slow spinning occurred as a result.
Yeah.
And then, Chair, I'm just wondering the second last paragraph on that page. The second on page 4. Whether we shouldn't say something more about that in findings, but I'm not sure, but we'll come to findings later on. It's this whole question of the claims that they don't know what the value of those claims are, the 7,880 claims, but or 8,770, but in any case we'll come to that when we get to findings.
Sure. Second paragraph.
In terms of economic classification?
The second last sentence, the department speaks and what is that? Like,
thank you very much, Shekho, because we thought it's something that we also need to check with the comment. We thought maybe what if we say the department stood around 7% or approximately rather to say plus or minus.
As
the department has spent, it's the number of lands that has been claimed. The department was saying that it has achieved 6.9% of the total land claims that were targeted, the 30% that they targeted.
I guess that's around that 30%. The 8770 We must be concerned.
Yes.
I'm just trying to point out that we must be somehow concerned as the committee agency that the 8,000, if you go back to our previous report, you see the figure of that in the order of 4,000. The claims that were outstanding. And this last report, the figures goes increased by another 100%. Now, moving forward, I'm wondering next year what this figure would be, because this looks like a moving target. Now, I know that we have to take what the department is saying, but as a committee also we can't act as if we don't have the information of what they've said in the previous year. The previous year was 4,000, and when I asked the minister of the responsible, that figure went to 3,000 something something in the house. So this is like all over. I don't know whether we can express a concern about this. I don't know the reliability of this information in terms of the previous report and this report in terms of us, but I'm just pointing that out, that somehow the level of reliability of the information, particularly because this you can count in terms of the claims that have come in, somehow we would need to say something about this. Because I think it goes to the heart of the quality of the work that the department do and the work we do. And I think I would have liked to see a sentence, cautionary sentence, that the committee should put in here that demonstrates that we really are concerned. I don't know whether these figures are all the figures, or is that the figure that the department are just raising with us, that somehow we need to check the reliability of what is presented, particularly around this. Because now later we say monetary term, we're speaking monetary term, that is not being quantified. We have raised this before, that what is the money? And we were promised, if you remember, that in January of 20, at the beginning it was last year, when they will know the figure, and then that target shifted to February 2012. Now, I don't know whether at this at February 2012 we have a figure. No, money. Money. Yeah. Because that equals the 8,000, the money, that part. Because there was 70 billion that has been kicked around in terms of the possibility that this may cost 70 billion. So I'm just raising chair. I may not be helping you.
But I'm pointing
to a fundamental issue. It was duty call. But I don't, I'm not gonna stand in the way of the progress in this committee chair, in this debate. But I'm just pointing out that figure. That if somebody takes our previous report, and we must raise a concern about this moving target as a committee. Yeah. That's all, Chairman.
Yeah. I didn't want to disturb you. I think that I'm sure members around the table understand what you're saying. But the problem arises when we accept at the beginning this figure. When you accept as given whatever they give. Now we remember that, by the way, there's inconsistency now in this figure. I'm sure we all know one day we must have spent about an hour on this, what you call it. I think we're at a Good Hope Center, where we're saying, tell us, I think there was also a thing from the AA. Tell us, what is your outstanding? And we asked for a report. We never got that report of the So I'm saying, whilst you might be correct in terms of saying that, in terms of the inconsistency, but the fact that we didn't raise it with them that time,
yeah,
it creates problem now if we, in the report we raise something that we have not flagged it with them, that look, we hear what you're saying, but there are inconsistencies where, well, maybe we might, what you call, as you say, have this have this sentence, and maybe something after another sentence, after the sentence that says the committee is not, what you call, maybe fully happy with this, or suspect that there are inconsistencies, whatever, we qualify it somehow.
No, sir, I respect that view, but we are not obliged to make our conclusion together with the department. We are an independent body that, when consider the facts and consider the subject outside of the department, we can still make our own conclusion on the matter. On this one, I think we should, as a committee, if we are all agree that we are concerned about this, it should be a statement that is stand alone from what the department has told us. So there's a distinction between what they told us and evaluating the facts. When we evaluate the facts and the report, we are now saying we are concerned about this issue. It's an issue that we need to make a follow-up around in order to get the reliability of this kind of information. That's all I wanted to say, Chair, but I think that maybe we don't have to waste a lot of time here, but for me, this thing has got money in it. What is hidden in here for budget is money for us here. That deals with budget, is to know this money, how much money this is going to cost the taxpayer and the budget. What burden is this going to put to the fiscus, this issue? And somehow we need to really pressurize the department to give us a figure. Remember, we were unhappy, completely unhappy, that they give us this. Because the minister said...
They didn't know. They
yeah. And some ministers, the minister said, no, they've employed accurate... what is this? The people who...
Accurate,
yeah. To come and calculate an estimation to get to the figures, to quantify. Yeah, actually, to come and look. So, but that was 2010, around September when this was set. And then the date was going to be August of the following year, when they would have done this thing, employing special people to look. So what I'm saying, Chair, is that somehow the officials may have been sitting with a figure somewhere, which will end up coming as a shock to the fiscal, and which we don't know about.
No, they don't want to tell us here because they've been hiding it for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I agree with Honorable Ramasakana, Chair, but that is why I suggest when we get to findings, we can then say that concern was expressed about the inconsistencies reported by this particular committee, by the department to the committee.
Sure. No, I think that... what Honorable Masagana is saying, I'm sure that we agree with that, the findings are our own findings. So it must not be, because if we say we didn't express it to them, we didn't tell them that we are unhappy, we are unhappy with this. But if there is our finding, there's nothing wrong with that. That's our finding. But we can flag it in the report that. We sense an inconsistency in this. But I think that that really reminds us of an important point. I'm not sure whether it was this year or last year when they say no. The actuarial that we're calculating for them, it was said that at the end of the year, they will be having now clear figures. I think the teacher, he said that. Now, we have never been...
First of all, it was May the previous year, Chair, and then it was December that year. And then it was May the next year.
We're
not getting anywhere.
By 2010, you couldn't get anything. So, did you remember you saying that there's no milk, don't continue to milk it?
So, okay, what are we saying here? I'm concerned about an estimated
manager.
I'm not sure if the colleague, this sentence is saying the same thing as what we have been discussing. This sentence is saying they have registered now that number, no?
Yes.
Of gain.
Yes.
But it seems to me that what we're saying is that this is a number that has been registered. Gear number. It's not the number that of the outstanding one, because not that is the end of the outstanding claims. No, this one is a registered one.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I'm making money.
It's registered share, but it's not quantified.
No.
We're just talking about the 8,000 just for a moment. I'm saying with this 8,000, the sentence seems to be saying, they said to us, this is a number that we have registered with the land claims.
Yeah.
But I think what Honorable Makarana is talking to a bigger, what you call a picture, that what is it, in other words, those claims that have not been registered as well. Am I right, Honorable Makarana? I'm not sure if I'm making sense. Because that's what they have not been able to quantify to us, that exactly how much what you call a claim are outstanding. They had not even, at that time, they had not registered at that time, if I'm correct.
No, Chair. Remember, the Constitution provided that the claim would be completed by 1998, on the 31st of December.
Sure.
So anything after that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So what we are talking about here, it is what?
As of the 31st of December. You will recall that in a discussion with the department, they said that the previous DG had given permission to junior officials to sign contracts, but they don't know how many contracts were signed by those junior officials on behalf of the department. He delegated that authority to them, and they don't know how many. In other words, you're quite right, it could be more than the 8,770 that we are in for.
Yeah, because what we have registered, Comrade
Mashiko. I don't know whether I was listening well or what. I have here 8,770 claims registered, then I had a dash before cut off date.
Yeah.
Now it goes back to what Honorable Masakana said about the 1998 thing.
I think it assists us because it takes us away from the 4,000, which we can say they were not sure of when they presented, because this day we presented on the 24th of April.
I think remark exit at this stage.
I think otherwise
we are making no progress.
So,
except
no,
but I think the important point is also what Marius might say. We must, and we are that for the last 2 years. We must monitor it. We must say, listen, is that 100 billion rand or what? Because if we get this amount, then we can see and we can work toward the program to say, listen, in the next 5 years we must put aside
That is what we heard the other day from that other from the human science guy, your lecturer, where you were the Punjabi student, Jacob Young. And he said that was his problem. I spoke to a property market. Because if we know that left and now, then he can go to the budget and say, listen, for the next 10 years, we should put aside that amount on the business. Otherwise, you have problems. So I said, let's rework on this amount. Say, 877, the partner gave it to us. That's it. Then there will be.
I think you're helping us from that we do that, but clearly you're correct to say we're not closing this matter because we need clarity. There is no clarity. I think then what we are agreeing upon is that we'll raise the matter on the findings. Okay. Page 5. Programs again.
Chair, just in the first paragraph there.
Yeah.
The programs that have contributed to the department under expenditure are explained in detail. The ED must go out there. Of the word page 5, double first paragraph. Are explained in detail here under, not in detailed.
Okay.
Now, Chair, the other thing is, and this goes right to the report.
Uh-huh.
We are reporting on the third quarter, which is in the past. It's past tense. So if you come to under administration, for instance, we say program one was allocated an amount of $4.6 billion for 2011. And at the end of the third quarter, the department had spent. And this goes right to the report, you know, the whole report. So they must just change all the headers to the heads, please.
In fact, I changed it in my word because in the right. Yeah, in my text. Yeah, please, let's do that.
And then, Chair, under development.
Mm-hmm.
You see that in the middle of the page, development?
Yeah,
the second sentence in that it says the department has projected to spend $424 million, or 73.7%. And I would say we must take out the word hence.
Yeah.
Resulting in an under expenditure, you know, just take out the word hence. And then under facilities, that is towards the bottom of the page. Third sentence, actually. Well, there's a has which should be had as well, but the third sentence starts off now by saying, in this case, the department has projected to spend under. I say we should just delete the words in this case and start with the department has projected to spend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But that's the I'm questioning the 66.3% at the end of the third quarter, department has spent, but that goes up there to the third paragraph on facilities. Program 7 was allocated 1.9 million, and then expenditure is 1.1 million, and you say, and then this constitutes 66.3.
Yes,
something that will speak also, see on page 5, the first paragraph when it begins, it says the department budget consisted of 5 programs, whereas there are 7. We will speak that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Page 6. Second paragraph start off by saying in terms of economic classification, goods and services.
Can I start to answer
to the mic? Page 6, it says in terms of economic classifications, goods and services and compensation of employees have been identified as major areas where slow spending occurred. And I would say that we should put a full stop after the word occurred and then say, and then start off. Delete the words, however CAPEX has reported. Delete those words there. And then say, the lowest spending across programs in the department occurred in CAPEX. Full stop. This could result in request for relevance.
Occurred in CAPEX.
And then in that same paragraph, last sentence, no, the second last sentence, it says the lack of spending on CAPEX was a result of delays in implementing capital projects. And then I would just say we should add the word in there which hindered the progress in job creation. And then we go to the... Which hindered progress on job creation.
So, Honorable Swaj, could you repeat the first amendment on this paragraph? Where you stated by saying in terms of economic classification.
Yeah, I say, Chair, well, I'm recommending that we have a full stop after the word in the second line after the word occurred, full stop. Okay, and then we delete the words, however CAPEX has reported, we delete those words, and we start the next sentence with saying the lowest spending, we delete the word patterns, lowest spending across programs in the department occurred in CAPEX, full stop. Chair, and then, if I can just, can I go through all my proposals, Chair, and then you will see that there's three bullet points towards the bottom there. The second one says there was poor filing, and then it goes to say, or no filling at all, it should be filing. Should be, one L should be deleted there. And then the next paragraph, the last sentence in the next paragraph, it says the department has also reported a fruitless expenditure of 628,000 and irregular expenditure of 944,000. An amount of 3.3 million was reported on material losses at the end of the financial year. I'm just wondering whether we shouldn't say, you know, just to make it more clear, to say an amount of 3.3 million had to be written off on material losses at the end of the financial year.
Had to be written off.
Had to be written off on material loss.
It has been written off.
Huh?
You say you must write that it has been written off.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's gone. It's material losses. There's nothing you can do about it. Yeah.
Now, let's write that. Let's not write that because factually it may not be, it may not reflect what they told us. But let us write what they told us, because we don't know whether it's written off or not written off.
As the reason at the moment, you know, if you talk about material losses, it means huge losses. It could mean, you know, the word could be totally different, but what we are talking about here is loss of materials. This is what it's all about.
And an amount of permission by the budget on material lawsuit.
Okay. Otherwise, you must just make a chair. Amount of 3.3 million was reported as losses in materials or losses of materials.
If there are losses in your losses in your statement, you declare them as unrecoverable asset. So if they are unrecoverable assets, it's a loss.
It's a loss. You write them off.
You write them off. Basically, it's no longer asset that must appear again in your books the following year. Because otherwise the Auditor General will have a problem that you must recover this. So, I mean, it's semantics maybe, but that's what it happens in terms of the losses. But if we can explain it as the Honorable Leonard Francis argued in that way, so that maybe we don't create another impression. So I'll leave it and say, I can't paraphrase it, but I was just trying to explain that word, the two words that is material losses.
We have written yes, but at this stage, it looks for me, if they still not saying that it is written off, so since I think that's the point that you made. It is for them, for the department to say, it's written off. Because next year, if that is again on the statements of the Auditor General, then the Auditor General will be. And if it is again there, then they will be responsible for this. So you have a point. I think that as the last sentence said by Mr. Swan, I think we must stick to that.
I think that Honorable Matarana, what Honorable Kadaklong is saying, and I'm agreeing with, is that if I could have your attention, I want you to assist us now. I think what Honorable Kadaklong is saying is that this part comes from the Auditor General.
Exactly.
So now, I agree with Honorable Matan and Honorable Swarta saying that under normal circumstances you're talking about that. But here, we just try to transcribe the report of the Auditor General as is. So we don't want to, as you call it, to modify it, to do anything about it. It's just as is. That's what it says. We leave it there. Honorable Swarta?
Yeah, I agree with you, but let's make it simple then and say an amount of 3.3 million was reported in respect of losses of material.
Yeah. But again, I think we must go to the. Let's check with the Auditor General.
Yeah,
what I think, material loss, I agree with you, it means a huge loss. And the loss of material is something else. It's when material has been lost to the value of 3.3 million.
Exactly.
Yes. So I agree with you about that distinction, but I'm saying because here they've written what the AG has said, they must just clarify that report of the AG. Yeah. Is it material losses or what? That's as it is, so that we don't add, we don't subtract anything.
The big thing will next year, Chief, and the auditors will look at this. What did you do?
Well, again, I took it as it is.
Yeah, from the Auditor General's report. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, page 7. 11 o'clock.
Chair, just a question on governance and intergovernmental relations.
Yeah.
It says program 3 was a critical program.
Where, are you on page 7 now?
Yes.
Yes.
You said that at page 7, Chair.
Yeah.
Oh, program 3, okay. Program 3 was,
It says, program 3 was a critical program, I would say is a critical program, but in any case, as it related to the non-transferal of the MIG. But it doesn't relate to the non-transferal of the MIG, it relates to the transfer of the MIG funds. Not to the non-transferable. The fact that they didn't transfer is a problem. but it is the MIG fund provides for the transfer of the fund. Stop it there, and then you say delete the word "and it had," and say the budget provided for 34.5 billion for this purpose, thereby accounting for 71.5 of the department's budget. The budget provided 34.5 billion for this purpose, thereby accounting for 71.5% of the department's budget.
You mentioned the word semantic. We're saying is, they write was, and we're saying is. I want you, Honorable Sir, to listen. We're saying is. And also the semantic. But what they are writing now, let's say, it's more has to do with English, a reported kind of English. What is it called? Mantembo. Because we know that is a critical word to call, but it's an indirect one, in other words, an indirect speech that they are trying to report here. Not that necessary word to call. So I'm saying, I think the difficulty that is here, I want your please assist us. Is it is? Is it was? Because now the inconsistency when we write the present tense and the past tense.
Honorable Chair, the researchers in writing this report is making a statement of their own.
Yeah.
Not something somebody else said. They say it is a critical one. Not was a critical one, because if it was a critical one, it's gone. It's no longer critical.
Related to and one related to fraud.
at the time of the 80s, when he was presenting the report. Okay, sure. All right.
I'll stop this.
Page 8.
Concerns were further expressed concerns at the reporter. There's something wrong, Chief.
What is, are you on page?
On page 8. Concerns were further expressed concerns at the reporter. It concerns me that there are so many concerns about the concerns.
Concerns were expressed about the report.
Yeah.
Oh, concerns were expressed concerns.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want the report.
I'm sharp this morning.
Oh, concerns.
My English.
Our concerns were expressed.
Yeah. About the report.
About the report.
So we could say concerns were further expressed about the reported undocumented expenditure, about the following reported undocumented expenditure, which includes the irregular expenditure, fruitless expenditure, separation and maintenance.
Big man.
That's going to indicate that, you know, the department, they had spent that 56. No. They had spent less than 50%. 46% is water affairs.
No.
Yeah, or 47%. You can say it. But at the end of the year, they had spent 99% or 91%, whatever. You know, I think those are some of the things that we need to follow up, that there's something wrong. It's not possible that people spend in 9 months, 56. It doesn't matter whether it's issues of outstanding invoices or what. There's something wrong with this.
Chair, you'll remember that on the Department of Communications, for instance, they had spent, I think, less than 50% of their budget at the end of the third quarter. And then they said to us, but at the end of the year, we'd spent 96 or 97% of our budget.
Yeah.
Then I looked at it, and the difference was in transfers and transfers. So what they did is they transferred all those money up quickly in the last quarter. So they get rid of it, and now it looks very good in the eyes of the committee. But in fact, the work that they should be doing, you know, with the money that they've got, they didn't do, because they wrote out a check and sent the money to somebody else.
You wanted to go.
I know his water affairs needs attention.
that was the report, I think, was 86%.
Yeah.
Now, the 86%, how many of the 86% were transfers? And that is the question. But I think, let's wait and see. But the same is with water affairs also, Chair. Then you sit with a situation that gave money to the municipalities. municipality said to the man, I don't know what to do. So what happened in
I don't know whether it was water affairs or communication, but somebody, when we were pressing with question, ended up saying, no, this man has been committed, actually.
Communication.
Yeah. So the money was committed, not spent. Because we're pressing the question that, no, it's not possible that you spend, after 9 months, you spend 50%.
Yeah.
In 3 months' time, you spend another 50%. It's not possible.
When further
questions were asked, they said that they are not in a position to
explain.
To report on each and every sense that has been given.
The previous year, they also suddenly spiked in the last quarter. For instance, what they did is they provided, 36 million rand or something like that to the department, to the George municipality to build a weir in the Malchat River.
That's water affairs.
They just sent them the money. So the municipality built the weir, they put in all the pumps, they've got everything ready to pump water to the George Dam, but they can't get the water license. So they can't do anything. So the money is sitting there. The money is gone. It's left the Department of Water Affairs. It looks very good. Their budget looks good. But nobody can use it. The money has got no use whatsoever.
So that's what they do then. I think it is the point that somebody was saying that at the last quarter they transferred this money so that they look clean.
They look clean.
That's
why the last quarter is so important for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because there you can see.
Now the first quarter, get also a report from them as well.
Okay, so on page 9,
we're fine, eh? Page 9?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
that's
The first one is with the three bullet points at the top. It says late submission of invoices must read by the Department of Public Works. This is afterward the. Yeah. And the third bullet point, delays in the transfer of groceries to non-employees of the Water and Forestry Academy. Not for, but of the Water and Forestry Academy. And then the next sentence reads as follows. The department has only spent 56.6% of the 11.9 million. The under expenditure was also due to the lack of spending
on
CapEx. Where only, and then add the word, where only 29.3% of the 38.1 million budget was spent.
Is this where or why?
Where?
Well, only
29%. Or in respect of which?
Okay.
On page and
we got that? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Then the next sentence reads, program 2 was allocated so and so for the 2011-12 financial year. Word them is coming there, and then I would suggest we have a full stop after the word year, and then say, start with a new sentence, at the end of the third quarter only was spent. And then it goes on to say that the department has projected to spend, should be D, not T. Mm-hmm.
Then we go to the third last paragraph, Chair. It says an amount of 22.1 million allocated for financial assistance to small scale farmers for water subsidy was not spent. I would suggest you put a full stop there. And then we start the next one. Instead, this amount has been shifted to Program 4 for operating subsidies for emerging farmers. And then change that next sentence to say, starting with under CAPEX, to say the department spent 54.1% of 48.9 million allocated for CAPEX as at the end of the third quarter. I said the department spent 54.1% of the 48.9 million allocated for CAPEX as at the end of the third quarter.
Reconstruction. Reconstruction.
Yeah. And then the second last paragraph, the last sentence, this under expenditure was due to the outstanding invoices for, I would say, for the September to December period. Just add the word the. Yeah, page 9.
Okay. Well,
yeah, this is funny today. Honorable member, Ramada Khan is so quiet. I'm still at this page 9. I'm not certain if we're going to finish that before 12 o'clock. Good for me, Honorable. And the Schwab is very busy today.
Okay, now what I will do now, I will not contribute anything further. No, and because Honorable Gelblom has obviously read through his as well, so he's got all the amendments. And whatever is wrong, he can vouch for it after it's appeared in the ACC. I'm finished.
You're just joking, Jen. One of the team this morning.
No, but the point is, I haven't read any further.
But on the third, the last two, three statements, and three set of the three, and then the second one. It says the delays in submitting invoices for water processing.
This is page 9.
Page
9. Page 10. Second bullet point starts with delays in implementation. The last sentence there, it says the long design and the lengthy tender processes that needed to be followed before construction could commence. It says the long design and the lengthy tender process needed to be followed before construction commenced. It stops there. I would say that we should just add the word was a contributing factor.
You're saying, what is it? We're adding that...
If you just read the second bullet point, Chair.
Yeah.
It says the long design and the lengthy tender processes that needed to be followed before construction could commence. It sort of sits in the air. It doesn't say anything. And
and I say we should just add the word was a contributing factor.
Well, okay, so that term, yes, because it's not the, no, fine. Any other comments? Yes,
on that first program was allocated. We discussed this before already, but I wanted to change to, I don't know what the value of the word managed to spend 2.4 is in the sentence. So I would take out the
manage. Manage. You don't like the management. You don't like it.
I don't like it. I think we are massaging them. That was.
Okay. But at the beginning, the very first one, I think it's sentence 2, yeah? On original implementation and support program. It says the department understand by 2 billion or 47%. The program 4 was allocated 4.7 billion. Yeah? And spent 2.4 billion. Okay, so that 2.2 is correct, that 47.8.
Yes, correct, because the 4.7 billion is an end of rounding off.
Okay.
The 4.7.
Okay. That one is correct. Fine.
Another comment? The last sentence, the last paragraph is lamenting Honorable Machismo. Committee lamented.
Now that is all when you said the lamentation. You don't know the final
sentence of lamentation. Maybe because this word is not appearing for the first time, we should take counsel the author of this report to understand what they actually mean by that. maybe we'll be educated and therefore not have a problem with the word. Let's take counsel, Chair.
Well,
we can
understand.
The problem, the primary author is absent.
Okay. Well, I guess the committee expressed concern or raised concern. As working forward to under which
how could they get a better way?
Emphasize.
Okay, now, the last one, I think there's something that just needs to be tidied up. In respect of working for water and fire programs under which the represent is in
what page is that?
On the very same sentence, what we discovered was that these two programs were shifted to Department of Environmental Affairs. They were no longer under the Water Affairs. So, but the concern is that we understand for the fire, working for fire program, but what about the working for water program? Because we believe that that's the core, one of the core functions of the Department of Water Affairs. you now do begin to shift the core function to the environmental affairs. Because the 0% spending simply meant that they could not spend on these programs because the planning was that they shift this program to the environmental department. So the environmental department will report on spending. But now the question is, how do you then shift the working for water, which is part of your core or function, the Department of Water Affairs? That's the concern that we had with regards to the shifting of the program.
No, I'm with you. Yeah, no, I agree with that. Because working for fire water, it's a program that has warm bodies. People working in those environments. It means therefore that there must be money going towards their payment, or whether it's called stipend. So they can't be arguing that, no, we couldn't because we wanted to shift it and we were planning to shift it because there was actual activity of that particular program. So I agree with the point.
I think there are two principles that are raised here by researchers. One is that there was no spending. Am I right? There was no spending. That's correct. And part of that is that this working for water is one of those expanded public works programs which are intended to create wealth. Now, the tendency, if you look throughout this report on all those programs, they just transfer the money elsewhere, you know. And the second part is what Honorable Matlakane then is saying, that why transfer it to environment when is a water, what you call a thing? Maybe something that we need to flag again on our findings, that we found that it's been transferred to that. Yeah, but are we sure that there was no spending? Okay, yeah. I'm sure we should flag it for the finding. Okay. Yeah. And how much is the budget for this? That's 50 million. There are two programs there. One for
180.
Yeah, but let's write these programs in capital letters, please. Just to create that, what you call a distinction. This is the name of the program. And the other one is working for fire. Yeah, so it's easy to notice now. Okay, so we'll raise it in the...
But if you remember,
even
there are submissions, no applications. They were saying this was part of the reason why their budget was revised from 9 billion then to 8.3 billion.
I'm not sure.
That is some function of the system.
Yeah, no. Well, it's a pity we didn't pick it up then, but we'll have to correct it. Page 11. Honourable member. You got something, or you decided to keep quiet now? Because
I can do two chairs if you want me to. The second bullet point there at the top of the page, the reason for the under expenditure was as follows. The second bullet point, most vacancies not being filled due to political dynamics and postponement. What does that mean? If somebody can just explain to me what it means, please.
This was indicated in the report that they gave to Eastern Treasury, citing the reasons why they have underspent. They were saying it's internal political dynamics in the department amongst themselves as staff. There are those political dynamics. And then the postponement of filling those vacancies.
Yeah.
So the vacancies are there, they are funded, but they keep on postponing, you know, to fill them.
In that case, Chair, I would say that we should say, due to internal political dynamics and postponement of the filling of vacancies.
I think that the Honorable Swartz is correct.
Yeah.
Because I did ask this question in this round. And there was this issue about the Director General was saying there are lots of unhappiness about the in the department, the change of the structure, it creates insecurity, now we have to go slowly and engage with the officials to understand the problem that we face. I think so it's an internal problem, it's internal posture. That's what they say. It's a posturing inside. So I think we should insert the word internal, so that it's not referring to the outside world. Logical dynamics and postponement. Then, Chair, the following sentence, the concern that we raised there, I think it's us who raised the concern this time. We didn't lament. But the question I'm asking, I want just to clarify, is for clarity's sake. When we were in there, we went to visit the second time to work as well in Yanda there. Umate, who got a promotion, I now understand. Mm. Remember she mentioned in the financial statement, they got a disclaimer. Because the Auditor General walked away. Because they were so messy and I see the ESA qualification. I just want to clarity on it to find out what are the facts on this.
Now, Chair, the disclaimer was not true. There's only one department that received a disclaimer. It's the Department of Public Works. The Water Affairs received a qualified with matters of emphasis. Yes.
I think one of them is
referring to 20. This is 2011. Yeah. The latest one. So they didn't receive a disclaimer. Okay.
Can I carry on with page 11, Chair?
With the concerns there, is it the same? The concerns were raised, concerns were expressed. Is it one thing? No?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, Chair, what I would say is that the department, the concerns are raised at the fact that the department received a qualified audit opinion. I think we should just add the word audit there. Then when we go to the three bullet points just below that, it says 13 procurements which were done from suppliers without South African Revenue Services tax clearance certificates. I think we should just add the word certificates there. And then we get a lot of bullet points, and then another paragraph which starts with the department incurred irregular expenditure, and I would say amounting to 38.5 million.
I had written here, the department had incurred had incurred an irregular expenditure of that amount.
Yeah, had incurred irregular expenditure amounting to 38.5 million, 469,000 on the compensation employees on the other areas. And then I suggest the totally regulated expenditure amount is 76.8 million, which excludes the wasteful and fruitless expenditure of 8.2 million, which is just the same period. Which excludes.
How much? Total to what?
Hmm?
What's the total?
You see, the total irregular expenditure amounted to 76.8 million, but that excludes the wasteful and fruitless expenditure of 8.2 million.
Million, not billion.
2 billion. Is it billion or million?
Million.
It's 82 billion. The whole budget.
it's supposed to be 8 to 1 million.
Yes, a million, because they don't have they don't even have a billion in it. And then just the 3.5, the last sentence there, Chair. This overspending occurred as a result of lack of spending on a number of programs which are discussed in the following section. And then in the last sentence, at the end of the third quarter, the department had spent.
And then the last sentence there, still under the last sentence under the second paragraph, administration, 17.5 million. There, we forgot to put million.
17.5. 17.9. Yeah. So, you say, say the budget comprises of so many departments. We should not trust that. It's a certain thing. Because sometimes it changes. When you start, it means four, when you four, it means six.
Okay, page 12.
So this is 20 million, that was 12 million. Is it a 20 million?
No, that one was in water.
Oh, in water, that one. Okay.
By itself. May I continue, Chair?
Sure.
Right at the top, which says compensation, should be the word of, just after the word compensation of employees.
Now, it looks like here it is the employees that are paying the compensation.
Compensation out of the employees.
Yeah, compensation of employees is a program.
Okay.
The name of a program. Mm. And then the next sentence starts with hence the department. I would suggest that we delete the word hence. We don't start this.
With the department.
You say the department has therefore managed to spend, has therefore managed to spend its entire.
With management, do you find?
Or a spend.
I've given up.
Okay, department has spent, no?
Yeah.
Okay. It's entitled to call program. Of note is that this program has exceeded its spending by 15 million.
And the two bullet points after that said.
Yeah.
The second one, some staff members were employed outside, he says, outside the post establishment, which was formerly budgeted for the province. I would say staff members were employed outside the approved organigram of the department.
The post
approved.
Some staff members were employed there 15 months.
That's how the approved organogram of the
report. The approved is the organogram.
Outside approved organogram.
Chair, then we go to the next paragraph of the second sentence. It starts with the committee requested the National Treasury. I would say that we can delete the word the committee requests the National Treasury to furnish it with the time frame. And in that same paragraph, the last, very last sentence, this was a grave cause for concern. And then I would say, and a turnaround strategy was needed in that regard.
And
a turnaround strategy was needed in that as well.
Under
children's rights and responsibilities, the last sentence there, this over expenditure was as a result of a high level of spending.
But
I don't know what happened.
Well, you know, you weren't listening, and then you asked me again, Chair, so you were the disturbing factor.
Okay. You're saying under children's rights?
And the responsibilities, the last sentence. This over expenditure was as a result of a high level of spending on advertising and catering. And I would suggest we add the word and a remainder cause for concern.
Okay.
And
a remainder cause for concern.
You see where we are, comrade?
Yeah. Why don't we add something to, you remember when we raised this question, the minister said that she is conducting investigations. So though the investigations are being are under process, but we're still concerned. So that it does not appear that we don't know that there's something that is being done for this. But she appears in front of the committee.
Even though the department
Oh, even though the investigation is underway, but the committee remains confident.
That one is fine, but now, Honorable Yengen is raising another point that we. Are you talking, did you mention investigation?
Well, I agree that I know that they wanted to make two sentences. But why don't you just make one sentence? And you go after catering, you still make a comma, and you say, even though the matter is reported to be under investigation, it remains cause for concern.
It is.
Well, you can put that off the concern as well, even though it was under investigation. It was a major cause of concern, even though it was under investigation.
What are you saying?
I'm saying, Chair, that we can say it remained and remained a cause of concern, even though it is under investigation by the department. Because it is a concern for us, Chair.
It's a concern, but now the minister is investigated. It's concerned as well. And as a result, she undertakes now investigation.
We don't want to report there as if we don't know what is going on about the program. So that's why we must mention it in that report that we are aware that we are aware. But we are still concerned.
Chair, with all due respect, this is not a set of minutes. This is our report. And we are concerned. And we don't have to say that people are investigating or not, because that would be in the minutes. When we do the minutes of that particular meeting, it must go in there that, that investigation is taking place.
Very important. I guess that you're talking past one another.
Yeah.
I think there's an agreement about the construction of the sentence, which reflects the investigation as well as the consent. I'll tell you something on our platform. Just the last sentence about children's rights. We have been talking about concerns and what. This one is a great concern, this one. Great
concern. It was a graveyard concern.
It's a graveyard concern.
Maar de turnaround is te rustig. Wat kan je met de turnaround
zeggen? Any other comments on page
12? Yeah, yes. Can Can I continue, Chair?
On page 12.
12, yes.
Yes.
Rights of people with disabilities, that paragraph. And the second sentence says, at the end of the third quarter of the department, and then, of course, it should be had again, not as. And then the last sentence in that one, therefore, the department has underspent, and underspent must be one word. And then the last sentence, this was due to slow spending on compensation of employees as a result, not as a result of, as a result of vacant positions under this program.
Yes.
And then we go to women, empowerment and gender equity. Second sentence there, at the end of the third quarter, the department had only spent,
yes.
had spent. And then it continues to say the department had projected to spend 62.079 at the end of the same period. The under expenditure was due to the lack of transfer payments which were supposed to be made to the Commission for Gender Equity.
Commission of Gender, this is why.
Made to the Commission for Gender Equity.
Between Commission of, between
Commission of, word the.
Is it Commission of or Commission for?
I would say the Commission for. Equity. And then just in the third line from the bottom, in the department had spent, not has spent.
See, what has happened is that
they overspent on program one, but now I think it's just the Queen's language again. It's not, we understand what is being said. Questionable. Why don't we say there was cause or members raised concern or whatever. This was a cause for concern. Do we want to continue with the sentence or does it say this was cause for concern and leave it there?
That does not need attention.
Yeah, maybe. That's why I'm saying, so the way the data more about this questionable, maybe it requires that. Yeah.
I think we can just program which therefore require attention.
Yeah, requires attention. Yeah. Okay. Page 13. Yeah. There's two sets of bullet points. The second paragraph is departments, one of the newly established departments, which, and I think we can take out the word have there, which received an unqualified order. We'll just take out the word have, delete. And then you go to the
second set of third, three bullet points there. It says about the last one, the last bullet point, about four procurements were done from suppliers without tax clearance certificates, and one was done without inviting three quotations. In other words, we can take out the word four there.
Let me go.
Tax clearance certificate, and one was done without inviting three quotations. So just the word four must be deleted.
Okay.
Then, Chair, on the Department of Department of Communications, the last sentence there, under 3.6.
That's what I'm saying, Honorable Sir. Are you still with
the procurement sentence? About what we take out?
Four.
About and four. We take out four only.
Four.
Four.
Yes. Because in the explanation, there's three and one.
Or the explanation about procurement.
So the sentence says,
then the under 3.6 Department of Communications, last sentence in that paragraph, based on this projection, Department is underspent by so much, and this slow spending occurred as a result of a lack of spending. In other words, the word A must come in, the lack of spending on a number of programs, which, and then delete the word would be and say are discussed in the following section. And then 3.6.1, Chair, the department's budget comprises. Not comprised, but still comprises.
Comprises how many? Seven, correct?
Yeah. The second last paragraph, the only concern with program 2 was the recorded 0.08% transferal. Shouldn't we just be transferred?
Yeah.
And then in the last sentence of that, the reason for the 0% transferal is also the 0% transfer was due to the non-sufficient. Below 50% across all economic classifications, except for payments for capital assets, which it accounted for only 264,000 or 0% of the total budget for the program. How can you spend 264,000 but get a 0%? It's not possible to. Somebody can just explain to me what it means. Let me just change the wording there so that it makes sense.
The in is out, should be out.
It.
What's accounted for?
Then you get the first two bullet points there. The changes in the digital terrestrial DTT standards which resulted to non-transfer, not transferable. Due to the non-transfer. Oh.
Let us deal with this one that you have raised first. The very, very first paragraph. This 264,000, is it for capital assets? I guess. It's for capital assets.
Okay. Basically, there we can take off that last part. That last part of the sentence, we state that, in fact, we could just say this program spent below 50% across all economic classifications, except for payments for capital assets.
Except in the respective payment vocabulary.
Yeah, and then we could just end it there because the other aspect of the sentence explains something else.
Yeah.
So I think it was taken out of context.
Yeah. Except in the respect for payment.
Delete.
Delete.
Out of context.
With the DTT, I was just saying, Chair, that the changes in the DTT standards which resulted to the non-transfer to Centec, in other words, the transferal, I'm just changing that, or suggest we change that to transfer as well. And then another sentence, Chair, under information communications, the third paragraph under information communications technology. It says the challenges related, and we should just add to the implementation, related to.
The challenges?
Related to. Not two, not one, two, but two, T-O. And then we get to the next set of bullet points, Chair. And then it says contravention of SCM regulations which resulted not to irregular expenditure, but in irregular expenditure.
Okay.
4 o'clock we need to issue the report.
Can you because here that is the TPM. Can we on the previous thing that's in packet? That's the one
maybe this could be right here, but the first time. But, I'm not sure.
So it's still page 14, Chair?
Mm-hmm.
Page 14, yeah.
So that is the last sentence, the last paragraph. It says gauging from 2011 third quarter overall actual expenditure of. I would say we should start the sentence with saying just simply the expenditure of 46.13% was achieved against an available budget of 2 billion rand.
Expenditure.
And then insert the word and it. Could be stated that the Department of Communications is the worst performing department of all the 38 national departments that is under review.
And, so the sentence starts with expenditure.
Yeah.
The sentence starts with expenditure. Why are the people working at the time?
Chair 4.2.
4.2, yeah.
I was going to suggest a rewording of that.
Yeah, also question 4.2. Né?
Yeah, we can say a cause, we can start it a cause for concern was a lack of coordination between departments, especially human settlements, comma, cooperative governance and traditional affairs in dealing with disaster management. Then on 4.4, I think where you got the department spent under the working for water should be in capital, working, you know, with those things, what do you call those things, apostrophes, working for water and working for fire. I said that working for water and working should be in capital language.
Oh.
Should be in capital language. Names of
problems.
Thank you. Another comment?
Yeah, also on 4.4. This was cause for
concern.
I'm tired from upstairs briefings. Hey, I just walked down. Auditor General was there. This was a cause for concern given the fact that these programs have been earmarked as catalysts for job creation and poverty alleviation. And not and would contribute to us.
Four.
Yeah.
And poverty alleviation.
And poverty alleviation, just simple.
Like
Okay. Then we should just now decide whether we're going to put in a 4.8 under finance with regard to the inconsistencies with in relation to rural development and the number of claims outstanding. The reporting inconsistencies.
Yeah. Is that a 4.8? Okay, that would become a 4.8.
4.8, yeah.
Okay, let's have check first with 7, right? But we're happy with that now. What policy says in respect of compensation of employees? Department of Women, Children and Disabilities, but we have to stand over 10. Or to over 10. Right, okay. They had at the end of the third quarter, they were at 15 million.
No, it was a program check. It was a program. It was a program.
Are we 4.7?
4.7, yeah.
So 4.7, I'll pretend I didn't hear that. I thought the last that short-term sentence is an important one, but maybe we should recast it that the committee expressed concern there too. I think we should own that concern. Just recast the sentence. You said this was cause for concern, and then the committee expressed. Concerned there too.
Okay.
And 4.8.
4.8.
That's one to understand.
We're raising here findings, eh? Do we still raise concerns at the end? I don't know. I'm just asking, really.
Make the following findings. That's the
second.
Saying, Chair, is that the committee, I think we should say the committee found that there were inconsistencies in the reporting with regard to the number of claims outstanding in the respect of whatever.
You know what I mean? But you know, the researchers can do that one.
Burning issue.
Right.
But I think, yeah, it's a good check. I think the committee on the findings should say something about. You see, when we looked at all the departments that we've invited or identified, there were issues in this section of Auditor General's report, most of which were around the issue of irregular expenditure, around wasteful expenditures, around the non-compliance with the supply chain processes and legislation. Now, as this committee of appropriations that appropriates the budget, it has a direct effect. Those irregular expenditures or unlawful expenditures have put a direct effect to this committee. Therefore, I think it will be important for the committee to have a finding on that. We'll see whether we aggregate all those irregular expenditures,
yeah,
and aggregate all the wasteful expenditures and craft the finding on that.
Yeah.
So that's not great.
Yeah.
And that must be for
plan. Yeah, I think that's important, you know, to really raise a flag about this continuous actions, you know, that results to this wasteful and what else? What is the language?
Irregular
But that is one. Yeah? But the other finding, maybe that we could add 10 now. Right? Yeah, 10. You had, this was 9. But the 10th one is the. Again, it would like to be, it will have to be worded properly. Is the fact that the department's tendency to disregard this job creation program, you know? And that is the system around, you know.
Working for water, working for fire.
They don't spend them, and so you don't know whether when they budget them from the beginning, so are they budgeting them for real what you call the use, or they are just packing them there.
That's cool thing.
Well, it's a concern because we also, you know, not only they're working for water and working for fire, but they're also underspending on the most important one, or the capital expenditure, where job creation takes place to a large extent. And, you know, this is going to be serious when we come to this year's budget, simply from the point of view that we're now going to invest into infrastructure, and, you know, this is going to be our main thrust of creating jobs. But if they can't spend on something like waste, you know, water and fire, and, you know, how are they going to spend on infrastructure?
I don't know, on other thought, I was thinking as I was reading this report about what you were saying about this capital capex. It's actually not capex. It's capital assets.
in other words, but they write it as capital assets in other words for purposes of buying furniture,
computer,
those kind of things.
No, there is certainly a part of that chair, but there must also be a part because once. Yeah, they won't, the departments won't do it because Public Works would actually buy that, would actually purchase buildings or rent buildings. So it's not so much the departments, you're quite right there.
Yeah. But you're right, that, for those projects which are identified for job creation,
yeah.
We can't, what you call the, find a way around them, so it must create those jobs, you know.
But you see, now the departments are going to get cash or money for infrastructural development. And if they're not going to spend it, you know, we're not going to get job creation.
Can we just quickly...
Can we go to the recommendations?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a long day.
Okay. 5.1, just a small concession there. The to be recovered. To be recovered in line with PMSA.
5.1.
Yes. The last row where the sentence ends is to be recovered in line with PMSA.
The prescripts of the beer, my.
Yeah.
And the Minister, the Senate Committee on Appropriation recommends as follows.
And not
that the Minister of Correctional Services should ensure that the Department of Correctional
Services should be recovered. No.
Yeah.
On the state of the.
To be recovered. The money involved and to be recovered in terms of PMSA.
PFMA.
Yeah.
No, I want to. I'm not watering it down, but just to say, instead of a detailed report on the state of investigation, let's say the progress report. I'm not sure if it makes a big difference, you know, because the detailed reports, I suppose that we want the progress on this, what you call it, on this investigation.
No, sir, is the detail, the wording is right. I don't know, maybe you want to substantiate why you want to update, because this investigation was completed. There was forensic audit that was done,
mm-hmm.
complete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The matter was at the level where you have to recover or to lay the charges in terms
yes.
of who should against who officials.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the detail there is fine. They will choose which detail they want to give us. But I think we should get a proper report about, there's lots of money involved in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you on the recommendations now, Chief?
Yes.
Well, on recommendations.
Just the first sentence there. The Standing Committee on Appropriations not recommend it. We didn't recommend and forgot about it. Recommend as follows. And then I would say that just the wording on the Minister of Correctional Services and delete the word should and ensure that the Department of Correctional Services admit this report, and this, the last thing is this report should be inclusive of the amount of money involved and how it will be recovered. It would be recovered, and how it will be recovered, and how.
And the
word how should also come in there.
How it will be recovered, how intends to recover.
Or how intends to recover it, but.
But
he's not going to do it personally, so you know, he would just get a report.
So you're saying, Honorable Matanga, is being watered down if we say that's progress. Because if we say progress, it removes the details, but we want the details of the article.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then 5.2, Chair.
Hold on, you're not 5.2 yet.
Yeah. Just wording.
No, hold on. You are now
you are now omitting the PMSA in your rephrase sentence.
No, no, no. But you can bring that, we can bring that in.
And now it must be him.
In terms of the...
Yeah. PMSA, yeah.
Yeah, in terms of...
Yeah.
You know, Honorable Matagana and just Honorable colleagues, all of us, the reason why I'm trying to say progress report rather than detailed reports, you know, sometimes I want us to do something that we can handle. Not something that we can't handle. We get all those detailed reports and then we're not able to. I think that what we want is to say, have you what you call what is the state of the investigation? Can you get a report on that? Yeah, something. Because sometimes the details they bring you big. We do not have the, what you call it, the time to do that, but. What we are interested in is, has there been investigation? What are the findings of that investigation? That's why I'm saying, so I'm just trying to avoid the detailed report, but instead proposing that we get a progress report on that already.
Chair, I mean, the report is done. There is a, the report is, this matter was investigated.
Yeah.
What's your fear for us to get the report, the detailed report? Why must they go and rewrite what has already been written? I think, for me, we must get a detailed report. We must consider it in terms of the, it's our job here, in terms of this, the money issue is that we deal with. Then we must decide, this is the area that we're going to deal with. So I, there was difficulty with the two-pager. We're asking someone to sit down and write two pages for us outside of the report that's been done. That's my concern.
Exactly what is that you want from this report? What is that was interested in this investigation? I just want to understand if we are on the same level, because I remember when we had the correctional services instances presenting to us, we raised this question about the unification, and I still remember the questions that they could not answer in relation to the investigation. And those questions were questions that were related to employees who are tendering with the correctional service. And they raised an issue. They raised something like it's not something that is not allowed. The lacuna in their policy when it comes to tender. However, when they discovered that, because it's like it's silent when it comes to tendering. But then they came up with some mechanism to deal with the employees, something of that nature. That's why I want to understand exactly what are we interested in this. Because for me, the interest is surrounding the mechanisms that they have put in place for people working, you know, tendering with it. Because unless there is something that you know more than what we were told, you are not there. But I'm sure you've been with the committee long before me, and there are things that you know. In fact, we said they must write to you. The DG was not there. You heard Ms. Shiner. There were questions that you wanted to get from them. So what I'm trying to say is that if we are asking, it must be very clear what is that we are. What is this? Are these recommendations? If what is that you are recommending? What is that? What is that you want?
Yeah.
So that we get exactly what we want.
No,
I think this is a very small thing that we seem to be different. We are agreeing with the principle of this recommendation, but what Honorable Matagana says is fine as it stands. What I was proposing is that do you want the whole report, or we just want the progress on this, the report on the progress and the decision that they have taken as a result of the recommendations of Water General or somebody. But now, Honorable Ramathagana is saying, no, let's leave it as is so that we get the report as is. But I'm saying, so if it is the feeling of the rest of the members that we one detailed report. It's fine. But all that I was worried about is that I want something that we can really, what you call, a handle. That's all. It's not that there's nothing that I know that other members don't know.
Let me rephrase my question.
Sure.
What is that would be different from this report of correctional services? From the other investigations that have been done concerning the employees who have been involved in fraud with the department. That's what I really don't understand exactly what is that you want. And I'm honest, I really want to know what is our interest in getting all that report. Because if there are specific things that we want in that report, we must say it exactly what is that you want in that report.
No, Chair, I may not be able to respond in terms of what is it that we want, because if I think I'm happy with the phrase of this recommendation, and I'm happy, Chair, that the detailed report. I mean, we are a committee here. We can decide when we get a detailed report what we want to do. What is the area that we think this is, you know, irrelevant to us. But the body of this investigation has got to do with not only the tendering of its personnel that tendered and not disclosed. It's wide. It includes this investigation includes the irregular tenders. Not necessarily following the tender prescript. And how much money is it in that pot that need to be recovered in terms of the PMSA? So it's whole, there are sections about officials that have not declared, in fact the AG reported on that section already, around cost of various departments that did not declare. And there was process in terms of various departments processing that with their own department. But here, I think the issue for us, for me, is that the reason I say I'm a bit reluctant in this two-pager that may well be two-pager.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-pager that is going to be written by someone and give it to you. Going to live with the two-pager that is giving you, because that's what that person is going to decide to give you, rather than to say, give us this book as it says, and then we make a decision what we do with the book when it arrives for us. That's all I'm saying.
I think I understand what Honorable Ramathagana is saying, and I think we could be specific in what we want, in what we are interested in that report. Because I don't want us to, you know, we are dealing with all these departments.
Yeah.
I don't want us
be
seen as like we are targeting
sure.
a certain department. Because if we go through all these departments, we'll find out there are irregular expenditures, number of things that not in line with the law or the policies given me. But for us to just say we want, I think we must be specific. So I don't want to, I don't want us to appear as if we are targeting, because when we say detailed report, you know, we really mean business. And how many of the departments where we should be asking for a detailed report? For instance, you have your women and as well. You would need, you have your communications that you don't know what they're talking about. You would need to know what is that they have done about this money. So I'm trying to say let's just focus and get exactly what you want.
Yes, no.
You know,
Yeah, thanks. I'm covered with what Commerce and Commerce has said here. My view is at the end of the day, we must, if we cannot sit with a report of 200, 300 pages, we haven't got the time. The other thing is, did the department by themselves, portfolio committee, did they investigate? Yes or no? That's the other thing. I want to, perhaps I'm not. And the my view is rather saying we want certain items. I think that is 2 pages, then we must have seen. But my view is that the whole report is then that I'm not going to comment.
No, you want to comment?
No, Chair, I'm inclined to feel that if it's only a 2-page report, that's fine, because we can interrogate that 2-page report and say, we're not satisfied with what's in here. Give us more detail about this or about that, about whatever. So we can interrogate that as much as we want to. But basically, we're going to get a report on this whole issue.
I think that, Honourable Ramathan, I think I agree with the Honourable Member that the main thing that we want is for us as this committee, we pick up a wrongness that has been committed. We are informed that there has been investigation. Now, the issue that we are interested in is the result of that investigation. Because I think Honourable Ying, and I think it's correct to say we're dealing with all the departments without exception. That's why I was raising this thing of we really want detailed reports of each department in this. Ours is ready to flag some of these issues. But as well, not just to flag them only, but to ensure that there's something, there's action that is being taken. And as Honourable Swart is saying, that if with that summary report that we're getting, then we're not happy, we're able to say, no, this is not what you call a helpful. That's why, in fact, in many instances, I think the question on our being it helps us to say, what is it that we want to achieve out of this? I think it's a very helpful what you call a question. Because in the reality of the matter is that we are not a portfolio committee, but at the same time, maybe SCOPA can, what you call it. But at the same time, what we want to do is on the issue that we have picked up, we want to ensure that there is action that is taken. And if we're not satisfied, Honorable Ramathagana and colleagues, that if we're not satisfied with the action that has been taken, I mean, there's nothing stopping us to call the department here and say, you are aware that there was this investigation. You haven't taken any action about it and what. So that's why I was saying, you're right, Comrade Dingin, to say there are many of these irregular things that are happening. But ours is to ensure that we follow up on them. If on a grammar plan, maybe on a specific one, there might be a reason for us to say no. This report is not telling us the full story. Let's get the full report on this one. We may do that. But what really worries me, and I think that worries all of us, is our capacity to be able to do that in many cases that are there in this, what you call the Auditor General's report. And maybe another thing, you're quiet. I'm sure you could help us, you know, because and in fact, from SCOPA, you come across all the time on these issues that of this nature. I think that it will be useful. Honorable Matagan.
I'm saying that's my saying a lot.
I'm mindful of the time. And I don't want to sound unreasonable. That's why when I read the sentence here, Chair, it says the detailed report on the state of investigation in respect of fraud conducted by the officials. This is what we're asking the department to do. And it says, this report should be inclusive of amount that is involved, and we added that amount to be recovered. Now, this is specific. It's speaking to the fraud, and it speaks to the officials that were involved in this particular fraud. What's going to do? What has happened? How much money are we going to pursue this official to pay back the money? That's all what this recommendation. Now, what I don't understand with respect is why we have a problem with this particular recommendation, because in my view, it's specific. It speaks to 20 officials, if there are 20, that were involved in fraud. In fact, it's even omitting irregularities. It's specific. Why we don't want to have that information, and why do we think it's a Bible? We're going to get a big document that speaks to this. That's the only my difficulties in accepting. But otherwise, it's only one voice. I will accept at the end what we conclude on that particular. But I found it for me quite really unexplainable that this sentence here. We have a problem with it, because I think even goes to the point that we said to Jenny Schreiner, we want this kind of information, so we are not unable to give it to us. Mm-hmm. You said write the letter, they were not able to write the letter. Now we say it's no longer gentleman's agreement. We're putting this in a report. We want it as the committee want to know about it. The last thing, Chair, I don't think we should take a refuge on the what we did not do with the Department of Communication. Mm. Because if we didn't do it, and as a committee, we must not justify it by when we have to take action on that particular committee because we didn't do it another committee. Because otherwise, our inability to deal harshly with another department should not be seen as a penalty to other departments when we particularly direct this to this particular department. On our question, I think we have been dealing with the Department of Water fairly harsh. We didn't mince our words on it. And here we're now talking about correctional services.
And Department of Water last year.
We must get it in.
But now, Honorable Masagan, I don't want us to mix apples with. Because I think the example that you're making about correct. Communication, I think it's different from this one. Here, we're talking about an investigation. And I think that as Parliament, our most interest is the recommendations that come from that investigation. So, what are these recommendations? Are we happy? And I think that the other thing that maybe we need to correct is that it's not the officials investigating other officials. Comrade, if I can have your attention. I think it's the Auditor General. Eh? I mean, this investigation, who is doing the investigation?
Recommended by?
Okay.
And
then
just
saying we can just pick up the conductor because it's not really.
Yeah, no, it's a long way.
Yeah. And another thing was that when this issue was discussed in the meeting, it rose up when it was intertwined with three issues under the section of engineering, where there was an issue that was around the awarding of tender to supply our social community officials.
Mm-hmm.
It also rose around the issue of four suppliers which are contracted without declaring their interest. Three, around the issue of four officials for social context with the suppliers. So, there were four issues, and the fraud issue being part of these four issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, I think that will help us sort this fraud to be specific on this condition.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what are we looking at? Of the five fraud that were going to be investigated.
I have no problem with that. That's what I want us to do. I don't just want a detailed report. I want us to say exactly so that when they give us the report, they give us the report what we want.
So we need a report from that. I may ask.
Investigate, but I want there are people. If it's SIU who is investigating that, doing the investigation, then we are going to get something concrete. And on the basis of those recommendations, we will be able to, you know, to see what is that has been done, and when what is that has been done or not. I don't want to take everything.
But as we are saying,
we are putting it okay. But we will follow because we want to know that these investigations have been done up to the latter, and the money that we want to know that we recovered. If in that in those recommendations is not there, I'm sure we can take it from there. That we also want to. To know from the department how have they recovered the money. Really, In fact, yes, already. You know what? With the former Minister of Police in the province, yes.
No, Chair, can I help you now? I'm happy that we can take out the word detail. We say submit a report on the state of this, and the other. That's it goes so that we can see when the report is presented what else we want.
Mm-hmm.
I think let's make progress because I can see we have moved closer from where we started.
That's fine. Let us quickly move now
to that the Minister of Corporate Governance and Personal Affairs will ensure that the Department of Corporate Governance and Personal Affairs submitted detailed report.
I think that we should be honest to ourselves.
Yeah.
How do we have the capacity to look at all these detailed reports?
No.
If we have the capacity, we can ask for them. I don't want us to make recommendations here that are beyond us. We can't what to call them.
So it's important that
No. Mkize is not a member of this committee. He must come to this committee. The manager. Their manager.
My view is that also it is two pages, and I think it was also
mentioned by Honorable Schwab. We can further investigate, but the point is, you and I know that many of these reports here of 150 pages, they are gathered dust, with all respect. That is part of the problem we experience now. My, and I stand, what also was from a Tom said earlier on, is rather see in the 2 pages where we have to go further and investigate.
But you see this one, Honorable, it says this report should be inclusive of a breakdown of how much funding was transferred to municipalities, how much went to the service providers, how much went to the beneficiaries. You know, now we no longer doing the oversight now. We are investigating now ourselves. With respect, I think what we want is the should ensure that Department of Community Governance submit a detailed report on the community works program. I think that we should leave it there. That's what we said, in fact, to them that day, if you remember. They promised us to get a report. I think we should stop there. Want that report on, in fact, I met this guy on the, he said he committed, he wants to come to the committee. And that report on the community works program.
Another thought, who's elected now?
I really don't know, Chair. Might be me without my being there.
I suspect it's you. So the person in your absence. So. But other members, can we...
On this money to the provinces, I am interested...
Just to the municipalities.
Yeah, to the municipalities.
Mm-hmm.
But is it not the treasury? Don't report our treasury. Why are we not getting these details that we want from the minister, from the treasury?
Now, I think
what report should be having the details that we are asking from the from the minister? That is the with the treasury. I mean, with the treasury. Is it what is it? Section 32?
No. What is happening here is that. We, if you remember with this item, Community Works Program, I'm noting you, Honorable Matarana, was that there was understanding. I'm talking about the Community Works Program. A lot of money, part of this money was going to consultants. So hence we said, no, this money is meant for job creation, so it can't go to consultants. Give us a report. They say that they would give us a report on this. Honorable, I'm noting you. Shall I start with Honorable Ramacharan?
So I was going to suggest that on the 5-2, we can take out the detail if the word detail. And we will continue with
the report.
Yeah, we want the report around the community works program.
Yeah.
And now there is an issue about what is the commission, what money goes to the service providers in this process. So that you see, we can't exclude that.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Because we need to see what is the percentage the beneficiary gets compared to the coordinators of the program.
Chair, I would like to propose that we say that the Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs ensures that the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs submit a report to the National Assembly on the Community Works Program as far as it relates to the distribution and usage of funds from the program.
So far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't take anything out of
there.
Yeah.
But it's fine, I agree with that. But we need to get the report from the treasury so that we can compare what the report that will be coming from the
from the department.
Yeah, is consistent with the report that they gave to treasury. Am I talking utopian, Domon? Yeah, one and just
No, I thought the committee was requesting a report on the community work program.
Yes.
Yeah? No, not MIG.
Oh.
Not in sponsor of the class.
Oh.
That's a separate one.
Oh.
Yes. The community work program can be, the report on that can be obtainable from the department.
Oh.
Because it's the departmental program. The treasurer does not transfer the money to different projects, but it transfers straight to the Department of Corporate Governance.
Mm-hmm.
And when they report to treasurer, yes, and to us. Yes.
In fact, I think how do you know that the report is accurate?
I have no problem with what you are saying. But I want that report from Treasury as well, because really these monies that are supposed to be benefited by the communities, we need to know where they end as being part of our way. But these are the reports that we've been asking. I mean, I don't know, when I got to the committee, we were asking for and they are not coming. But I believe that there's no way that Treasury can continue to give the money for those programs without them giving the report. And we need that report so that when they give us the report, we can compare with the report that comes from Treasury.
Now, there's nothing that stops us from doing that. So it means that the Honorable Masagana
in agreeing with this chair.
Yeah.
I think every 3 months the treasurer give us report,
quarterly
report on expenditure of all the departments,
right.
inclusive on that will be this particular. What we need to do in receiving that report of treasurer, we need to drill down in actually looking for this particular project in terms of how is it doing compared to what we have received as a report from COPTA, and what would have been officially reported based on the treasury report, and then see where the differences are.
Now, I think that we find that. So the report, the recommendation would say the Minister of Finance and Corporate Governance must provide this report.
Quarterly report.
Okay. Three, that women and children should ensure that the department, blah, 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 submit a turnaround strategy in consultation with National Treasury to the National Assembly, but we're not putting time frames on this, what the recommendation
is.
At the bottom
is the
time frame. Oh, okay.
That's
okay, are we agreeing with three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four, that the Minister of Communication should ensure that the Department of Communication work on its turnaround strategy. Submit this turnaround project to National Assembly.
What is it mean? What does that mean?
Are we fine with four? Okay. What else? There was a recommendation that was hanging.
Water.
Working for water, no?
That one also.
Looking for that, but I think there that you were saying. I think that one is going to National Treasury again to say National Treasury should ensure that the money that are earmarked for job creation are utilized for that people. Then, e.g., working for water and what. So we mentioned that. Yeah. Okay. So, all of members, those are the five recommendations. I don't know if we want to reconvene for this report or we're adopting it.
Adopting it.
You want to propose, Honorable Matagano, proposal?
Yes.
Honorable Swart support. But honorable members, earlier I raised the
We don't have a meeting this week now. Now, the meeting that we're having is for the report of the appropriation. Next week, there are no sittings. So, that report is over 2 days. One day we discuss, the next day we adopt. We could, what you call, sit down for it and agree on a day that we want to see it so that it be submitted. I mean, to. For ATC. Maybe we might not have to work over 2 days, but work the whole day and get done with it. Another Ramata?
Shouldn't we do that on Tuesday, Chair?
Yeah, I said on Tuesday. I want us to ask, will you be fine or Wednesday? Tuesday,
if you're not finished on Tuesday, then you finalize it on Wednesday. Then you're done with it.
Okay. That's fine, or I'm sorry.
No, you could come back to this because I want to reach the time for coming Friday.
Who's Friday?
Coming Friday.
Oh, this?
No, this is the report will not be ready on Friday. Remember that yesterday we did the. Can you sit down?
Oh, yeah.
Please. No, but I understand that you don't know the announcements I want to make because sometimes No, I know the thing. Yeah, the thing is, you don't know what I wanted to announce, but I wanted her to be part of as well. Maybe it could help towards what she's trying to do.
Okay,
but now we're taking time, now we're arguing, instead of allowing me to call. Okay. To okay, no, it's fine, then we have this meeting on Tuesday. But what I wanted to, the announcement that I wanted to come to Comrade Yengeni was to say, we have organized lunch, no? And, but this, what you call a place, says it can take, how many people? Can take 4 people. I know that Honorable Swart, Honorable Singh, Honorable Ramasagana are here. Sorry? No. I'm saying here on the what you call the. So the others, I mean, here they can take 4 people. We've got 3 members who are here.
I can't go with you. Thank you.
Sorry?
I can't join you for lunch, unfortunately.
Why?
For lunch here?
No. I'm not funny. Just that
you've got other arrangements.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I would have loved to join you in under normal circumstances.
Yeah. Okay. Now, just looking that we're taking a long hour to call time, you know. So who's going to eat here?
I'm you.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Nina, are you here, no? Honorable Khara Blom, where are you eating? You want to go to New Wing? Or here?
It doesn't matter to you.
Sorry?
It doesn't matter.
Until we're organizing a lunch, ma'am, here. That's why I was asking you just to wait to go see. We can have a lunch here. Entre la Hule Cantine. Okay, so if you want to eat here, it's fine. But if you want to eat a New Wing, still fine. It's flexible. It's right here. Come here, are you eating here?
Is there space? Otherwise, I'm.
Oh, okay, no, it's for 4 people here. We can
say.
For the 4 of you.
You and.
Okay, that's 4 people. So. Then the other people can go to New Wing.
We need that report.
Now the minister will do that next week. We have the whole day next week on Tuesday. We'll do the minister.
Yeah,
talking to you, sir.
Another thing.
I'm just saying it must be sent to us by Monday so we can read it.
What is that?
The report, appropriations. You see, because that report is going to inform our debate the week after on the
Yeah,
Tuesday.
No, you're right.
And we have to adopt it and everything and pay every table. But I'll only be on.
But you know the best part of that, no, it's fine, but what we can do then with the staff, we'll organize for them. Yeah.